There's a statistic that shows that 8 out of 10 children who live in a children's home, a place of safety, and then have to leave at the age of 18, almost always ends up in a shelter later in life. And it's a sad situation, which our next guest is determined to change. Alison Alexander is the primary caregiver of Rainbow of Hope. It's an NPO, better known as Rainbow House. And they try and they do provide a stable home for kids of varying ages who would otherwise have to fend for themselves. She joins me now on the line. Alison, thanks so much for joining us, founder of Rainbow House. You're saying that there's a gap between a place of safety for those who are children who are legal minors, and once they reach 18 years old, they then need to move out. And very often, 18-year-olds are still children themselves. So you're saying that there's this gap between a place of safety for children and a place of safety for young people who are legally considered adults?
Good morning, Lester. Yes, there is definitely a need or a gap in the system. Most organizations, when you say place of safety, it's, yes, we run places of safety with minimum children in it. But CYCCs have between 60 to hundreds of children in them, which is a child and youth care center. And those kids also have to leave when they're 18. I think there's about 2 places in the Western Cape that I know of that have what they call assisted independent living, which means that they give children the opportunity, once they've reached the age of 18, to stay on in a separate dwelling where they have somebody to oversee them. But that has only happened in the past few years. But before, children would end up, you know, if you go to Culemborg Station, and you speak to any young person that's on the road, on the street there, sniffing glue, sitting there, not having a job, nothing, 9 out of 10 of them, or if not all of them, will tell you they were once in a CYCC. And that is where the system is failing our young people. We have become holding bays for children. To let them out when they're 18, only to become a vagrant or whatever, you know?
How have we in our policy, how have we overlooked this gap that at 18 year old, maybe of legal age, But you're still not a grown up yet.
But you see, our government has decided that 18 is the age of maturity. And so, I mean, for me, it's so sad. I know of kids that were in a home. The minute they turn 18, they have to leave. They end up with the first guy, girls I'm talking about, with the first guy that offers them some, you know, love and attention. They have babies, they can't even see to themselves, but they're so desperate for a place to stay. And our government decided that 18, and I mean, most countries, I suppose, it is that the age of maturity is 18. But the challenge is that these kids have parents that aren't interested in them, or that they have no parents. So yeah, I'm not talking about orphans, right? I'm talking about children who come from families where their parents are drug addicts, their parents are alcoholics, and this is, it's the norm on the Cape Flats rather than an exception, because almost every second home is like that. So these children have parents, but they're not interested in them. So when they end up on the street, if they ended up with me in the first place, why did they end up here? They have no extended family that's even interested in them. I had one child here. I'm like this, I look for family, because I believe family is everything to these children. It doesn't matter where they come from, they want to know where their family is. There's this inherent desire to be part of a family. And so I look for their families, even if the social workers don't do it, I look for their families. And I found the one girl's aunt. And you know, she spoke to me the first time. After that, she never answered her phone again. And I tried to think why this was happening. And you know why, Lester? Because she couldn't take another mouth to feed. Yeah. She was so scared that I was going to ask her to take this child. And then she had another child to feed another. That wasn't my intention. And I find that happening. when I make contact with parents, that's most of the time what happens. They're so scared they're going to get this child back, or even extended family. The poverty is almost like, it's like it's hereditary, man.
Gosh, it's very difficult to hear that. And it's a reality for many, many people and many, many young people. Tell me your founding of Rainbow House. You're the primary caregiver there. You're the founder. You're a former pre-primary teacher. But how did you found Rainbow House?
Look, my siblings found me. I come from a family of 13 brothers and sisters. And my family tells me that when I was growing up, I always said that I was going to adopt 6 children and I don't know what. Well, I can't even remember. But I know as young as 16, I grew up in Cape Town on the Cape Flats. And down the road from us, there was a place, I don't know if you know where Spies Boner is.
That's right.
So next to Spies Boner, there's the Christine Revel home now. But it was that time, it was called Denanias. And I used to run over Jan Smuts Drive, because I grew up in Eland Street in Cape Town. I used to go over that main road and to go and play with the children. Now today, when I look at the way I run Rainbow House, nobody can just come in here and come play with children. You know, you need police clearance, you need this, you need that. And I used to go play there. And I used to play with the children and I used to think to myself, one day I want to run a place like this, but not like it was being run. And I'm sorry to say, you know, that time it was for colored, unmarried women. And they used to go and stay there when their parents put them out of the house. Because, you know, that was also something that was frowned upon and so on. And most of these children were also born to mothers who were on drugs or that were alcoholics. And so the children were fetal alcohol syndrome and so on. And I think that's where my love for that started, you know.
So how many children are currently in your care?
12.
12 kids?
Yes.
Space must be at a premium in a facility, in a home that can house 12 kids.
No,
bursting at the seams, or what's the situation?
No, we were donated a house, and this was the old Ingekerk manse, and it's a 6-bedroom house. So everybody's only 2 in a room.
I mean,
I grew up on the Cape Flats with 5 of us in 1 small bedroom. This is a big house, you know. Mm. You should come and visit.
I should. But let's talk about very quickly about what you're trying to do to prepare currently. We know the policy doesn't see to children who reach the age of 18 years old, but how are you trying to prepare that there comes a time that you would have to leave? How do you prepare a young child for a world that you're no longer legally responsible for at Rainbow House?
Okay. So we have a second home, and that home, it's also like Rainbow Home, but it's assisted independent living. And we currently, it's a 3-bedroom house, which is just down the road from us, which we also bought. And there are 2 young ladies living there. The one is studying. I was so thrilled she was just accepted to do a BA degree. And the other one failed grade 11, didn't want to go back to school. And then went to work for another non-profit organization. 2 years later, she came and said, Mom, I want to go and study, you know. And so she went back to school. She done 3 subjects night school last year, English, Afrikaans, and Maths passed. And this year she's doing her other
that's
3.
Wonderful.
So that's the opportunities that children who, say, fall through the cracks, they're never going to make it because they've got nobody to encourage them. I'm of the opinion, like Nelson Mandela, that education is the one thing nobody can take away from you.
Alison, I have to leave it there, but thank you so much for just making us aware of this particular policy gap, but also the work that you are doing. Alison Alexander is the founder of the Rainbow House, is the primary caregiver there. Thanks so much for chatting to us.